You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Adding to the list of sad news from 2020, the number of monarch butterflies in California has reached an all-time low. Scientists worry this Western insect species might go extinct. But in December, the Trump administration decided not to add them to the endangered species list. Western monarchs have been on the decline for years. Back in 2019, our science reporter Marissa Ortega Welch went out looking for the butterflies and learned that if we just focus on the monarch and not all the insects around us, we're missing the big picture.
I have this tradition of going to see the monarchs that spend the winter at Ardenwood Farm in Fremont. If you've never been, it's incredible.
It's like standing in a snow globe full of butterflies.
East Bay Park naturalist Christina Garcia is describing what it's like on a typical year. Hundreds, sometimes thousands of butterflies fly around you.
And you can actually hear their wings fluttering if it's quiet.
This year, like every year, Garcia started to look for the monarchs around October. She says their arrival is a nice sign that fall is coming.
So I'm always excited. So I'm coming out and looking, and it was pretty much a normal year.
About 150 showed up at first.
I kept expecting more to come. And then, as you'll probably remember, in late November, we had the horrible fires.
The campfire in Butte County.
The monarchs stuck around for like 4 or 5 days, and then one day they just disappeared.
And they didn't come back. Then, during the annual Thanksgiving monarch count,
we came out 3 or 4 times a week, just hoping to see them and find the cluster, and it just wasn't here.
Monarchs are found all over the U.S. On the East Coast, the monarchs actually had a good year. It's the number of West Coast monarchs that dropped this winter. Insect populations tend to fluctuate. You have to look at many years of data to see the trends. And for both Western and Eastern monarchs, it's been a downward trend since the 80s. What's making the news now is just how low the Western monarch numbers got this winter.
This is the first year that it's gone under 30,000 for California at the Thanksgiving count. And whether they'll be able to rebound again is questionable.
Nobody knows exactly what caused the numbers to plummet this year, but you can probably guess what's causing that downward trend overall. The usual suspects: habitat loss, pesticide use, climate change, stuff that's going to affect other insects, not just the monarchs.
People have been counting the monarchs, and they haven't been counting other stuff as much.
This is Eric Simmons. He's an editor for Bay Nature, a local environmental science magazine. He says the monarchs are one of the few insects to have this statewide annual count. But what about other insects?
Maybe everything had just a terrible year statewide. We wouldn't know because nobody's been looking.
Globally, we're seeing headlines about the insect apocalypse. The truth is, it's a lot more complicated. Those headlines draw on a study here, a study there, which tend to look at one species at a time. Charismatic species like monarchs or insects that have an economic impact like honeybees, you can't extrapolate about all insects from those specific studies, but the data they present paint a scary picture. And Simmons says the media likes to focus on that.
Like, we live in an age in which everything is going to be in crisis all the time. I mean, this is what climate change is doing to the world. And then when everything's always in crisis, it's just hopeless.
Simmons says you can find all kinds of butterflies in the Bay Area, some that are really common, some that are on the decline, and some that are rebounding after almost going extinct. And that's just one part of the insect world.
Like, hey, let's look at beetles. Like, there's so much to see and explore and pay attention to out there. And it just feels like it's so much more valuable and enriching personally to have that sort of sense of the whole than it is to just be jerked from crisis to crisis.
So, Simmons wants you to get out and see stuff, not just the charismatic stuff.
Nobody has made up a California tradition out of a pilgrimage to Twin Peaks to see the Mission Blue.
Well, there actually is this one guy.
So, here we are on a lovely morning, Twin Peaks in San Francisco.
I'm on a butterfly hunt with Liam O'Brien, a local lepidopterist and artist. Twin Peaks is the last remaining habitat in San Francisco for an endangered butterfly called the Mission Blue. If you make a pilgrimage up here in April around Earth Day, you can see them flying around.
You can't miss it. It's an electric blue little creature darting between all of these lupins.
We walk around to see what else we can find.
Hilltops become sort of the singles bar for butterflies.
O'Brien is a charismatic species himself. His niche is former Broadway actor turned fierce champion for butterflies, but not the monarchs. He feels like they have enough attention. O'Brien says people feel so emotional about these butterflies.
There's a lot of zealotry involved in wanting to help the monarch.
And sometimes they end up doing things that aren't actually that helpful, like planting milkweed, which monarch caterpillars depend on for food. But a lot of local gardeners plant tropical milkweed, a non-native species that has leaves year-round. The leaves trigger the adult butterflies to lay eggs in the winter during the wrong season.
What is next? We're going to see one of those hideous Sarah McLachlan commercials of imagine a world without the monarch. In the eyes of the monarch, you too can help save the monarch by sending us a check for $300.
O'Brien says environmental groups are kind of capitalizing on the monarch crisis right now, using it as a way to get people to donate. The best of these organizations use that money to restore habitats, fight climate change, and reduce pesticide use, efforts that could help many species. O'Brien says it's great if you want to donate to those organizations, but no nonprofit can really work to just save monarchs.
It's a charismatic creature that brings in a lot of money. It seems to be plummeting over the side of a cliff.
Without really big picture changes, it might be too late for some species.
These creatures, these mega charismatic things like polar bears, like panda bears, like monarchs, you know, you can't recreate an iceberg.
And if money isn't going to solve the problem, what can people do?
People need to just kind of calm down and let the experts figure something out.
It's going to take scientists a few more years of gathering data to see if the monarchs will continue their downward spiral or if they'll rebound. O'Brien wants people to slow down a bit and learn more before they jump into helping. He likes to paraphrase the famous biologist Jane Goodall. Only if we understand can we care. Only if we care can we help. Only if we help can they be saved.
But the problem with that quote is everyone skips the first sentence. Nobody really wants to work hard to understand.
Maybe the first part of understanding is just getting out and getting to know all the wildlife around us, not just the monarchs. From Twin Peaks, I'm Marissa Ortega Welch for Cross Currents.
Thanks, Marissa. That story was originally produced in 2019, and you can catch more of Marissa's science reporting at kalw.org.